It's episode 194, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Welcome to episode 194 of the Cruise Dudes Podcast. Hello there, Scott.
Hello, Tommy. Sorry about that. I got a little like carried away with the drums there, you know.
Yeah, I know. You just kind of had to just do it again.
They don't even know that it's live when we mix it, do they?
It's just like, you know, we press buttons and buttons press themselves and, you know.
And then my wife says, don't press that button. Oh,
yeah, just don't do that. Yeah.
I'm already in the doghouse. What are you talking about?
Well, she left you.
She did. Oh, wow. For only 3 days. But
yeah, I know.
Do you know that I've been getting better sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't say that either. No more hitting my side going, oh, hey, stop snoring. Now my daughter goes to over there and she's like, oh, can I sleep here? Sure. Mom, you snore way too much. I'm going back to my place.
Oh, my gosh.
But no, they're sleepy time noises.
Oh,
sleepy time. Do you know that your wife only makes sleepy time noises?
No, not my wife.
Oh. But see, a happy life, happy wife, they only make sleepy time noises. And when they wake up making those sleepy time noises and they hit you, but you're not the ones making those noises, you just say, sure.
Oh, okay.
You just go with the flow.
All right. So what are we talking about today? Our music ended.
I know. Our music ended.
Usually we just do a couple little things so what are we talking about today?
Well, the biggest thing is we're going to be talking about 100 years of luxury cruising. It's not the 100 years of, we're going to be talking about it. But do you know that 100 years ago, it all depends on when you're listening to this, mm-hmm. but 100 years ago, the end of March 1923 was the first world luxury cruise.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're just going to give you that short little information.
Right.
And then we're going to dive into it, but we have some things that we're going to also talk about. You're going to give us a Radiance recap.
A Radiance recap. You're going to talk about your trip coming up the Caribbean Princess.
Yes.
And then I'm going to cover pet tenders.
Pet tenders.
Yeah, do you know about the pet tenders?
Are they like chicken tenders?
They're kind of like chicken tenders. Oh, yeah, they are chicken tenders, but they're pet tenders.
Oh, okay.
You don't know about the pet tenders?
No, I don't know about the pet tenders.
Should we talk about the pet tenders right now?
No, let's you know,
you want to dive into pet tenders?
You know, I think what we should do is we should transition
into pet tenders.
Into pet tenders. Okay?
Let us cruise to pet tender.
All right, here we go, everyone. How's that coffee over there?
I am doing great with the coffee. It doesn't have the whiskey that I had last weekend on the cruise ship. Or was that the Kahlua? Or maybe it was both. I'm not really sure.
Well, that's good.
Well,
that's
on good. Brunch days, you have to have brunch. And what is good on brunch is 5 o'clock somewhere anytime.
Well, mimosas.
You know what? Mimosas give me a headache because of the champagne. I think a lot of people feel that. So, but what was really funny, I have to say this, we're on the Radiance and we're at Sea Brunch and it was rough. Yeah. Are we still listening to music?
You know, yeah, we're just listening to a little bit. Like but I'll fade it out.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so last weekend we had those big storms hitting California, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was on a ship.
Yeah.
And well, I was on a few of them during that time, but the radiance really got the brunt of it. And what was interesting is I was reading some of the Facebook posts and all the other stuff people posting.
Yeah.
Can you please tell the waves to stop moving?
Oh, gosh.
Do you know?
Tell the captain.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
To take another direction.
Yes. Can the captain do something about the waves? I'm never going to go cruising again. They said it would never be like this. Yeah. But it was nice. So we're sitting there for sea brunch, and okay, I started getting a little queasy. And I was trying out these new, they're C-bands. Have you seen them?
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah.
They actually work better than the pills because it's all natural. It's acupuncture. So I was having those on and I was like, all right, I need some bubbly water. I just came running down here. I'm looking at my phone, reading the menu because everything's digital. It's really hard when the water's moving. And I said, can I have some bubbly water? They bring me champagne.
Oh,
champagne
for your wheezy, queasy stomach.
Yeah, so your sister took it, but Jesus. I can't.
You can't have that.
Well, you get.
You'll get sick.
Yes, you will. Oh, yeah.
But I'll drink it for you.
Don't worry. She had another one because you know now she's platinum.
Well, yeah.
But we had the.
Where is she platinum?
Well,
on her booty.
When she got there, she
her
was,
platinum booty.
Hey, when she got there, she was a platinum. They forgot to give her card, and they gave it to her in gold. Yeah, and I had my platinum.
How offensive.
That's what she was saying.
She was offended.
I was like, you know what? You just have to go with the flow. She goes, no. Do you want to come back here? Yeah. Go get my card. I had to go tell them.
I'm the cruise dude's wife. I'm the first mate.
She goes, go into that line. I go, which line? She goes, the platinum line. But you're gold. I should go into that one. No. But we got it taken
care of. You got it taken care of. She got her platinum card.
Now, you were talking about what internet service is on the Carnival's ship.
Okay, so Starlink is coming to all the Carnival brands.
Have they started?
They supposedly started late last year, earlier this year.
Oh, my gosh.
You're starting to see some
No drops.
Wow, that's really great.
Now, it's like with TikTok, you could load up pretty fast. Facebook, you could load up pretty fast. Instagram, no. You always had to be inshore for Instagram. I was able to upload short shorts in Instagram. Now, YouTube shorts were a little bit harder. You still can't do that. I think it takes more bandwidth. But I was able to do all of those social media things while I was on board. And that is such an improvement for just ships in general. Starlink, I take it back what I said about Elon. Maybe I'm not going to take back what I said about him. How about I take back what I said about his company?
a lot of people think, you know, Elon's like in some office somewhere with, you know, all these video screens and, you know, he has SpaceX over here. He has Starlink over here. Over here, he has Twitter and then Tesla.
And then you know what's hanging from the ceiling?
And you know, he's looking.
You know what's hanging from the ceiling?
And, you know, his solar company.
No, the Millennium Falcon.
And his Neuralink company. And all these different companies that he has his fingers into and he started and everything like that. And so a lot of people think, you know, oh, he's just like, you know, like, that guy from Austin Powers, where the evil.
Oh, he's the evil guy?
Yeah, they think he's the evil guy, and they think he's pushing buttons. And he's one guy doing, you know, these companies, and he's hired all these other people to run them and stuff like that. And you know, he's just an entrepreneur or somebody that's
a little crazy.
You know,
but he's good.
Yeah, a little crazy. All crazy. You know, look at Einstein. He was a little crazy.
A little crazy.
Yeah. You know,
yeah,
just look
you
at
see you know, that hairdo.
I know.
Kind of looks like mine in the morning.
I know. You know, so, you know. Anyway, but yeah, you know, he has a service that works. He's, you know, he's, it's amazing. He, you know, not him alone, but the people behind him, because I want to give the people that work for him credit, because they're landing rockets on the ground after they lift them up in the air. That's amazing stuff.
And they're starting.
I mean, and they're putting.
They're going
and
they're back going, to the office
and
to work.
Yeah, and
I'm sorry.
They are. Yeah, but you know they are just doing some amazing work at SpaceX.
SpaceX is just, yes.
I just can't believe it. And they're. I mean, they're sending up satellites almost every week.
It was 2 days ago. They sent up a bunch of them.
Yeah.
To go. I'm not sure where it was. It's like between space and
it's called low Earth orbit,
right?
Low Earth orbit. Yep.
Now Amazon is going to be doing it, but
yeah,
I believe they're about 5 or 6 years out. I think they launched one, but it took Elon a long time to get it to where it is right now. So they're pretty far back to where he was.
Blue Horizon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you have also Galactic Orbit, I put your Galactic is
it's
Virgin.
All coming. It's all coming.
Yeah, Galactic Virgin.
It's all coming. So it's all coming. But
yeah, it's amazing stuff.
I guess we should get back to cruising.
But we should talk about cruising because this is the Cruise Dudes podcast.
But we were
going to talk about pet tenders.
Oh, you want to hear about the pet tenders?
Yes, that's what we are. Okay, so
the pet tenders just was announced by Carnival.
And then we'll get back to the Carnival Radiance.
So it was just announced on their Instagram, pet tenders. Did you see it yet?
No.
Oh, you should like see the Instagram post. They have a big ship and a little tender right next to it. And they're calling a pet tender so you can bring your friends with you.
You can bring your furry friends?
Yes.
Which ones? Like
cats, dogs, anything you want, they could go with you. And they could go in this little tender.
Okay, so this is for...
Next to the ship.
Yeah, but they can't get on the ship.
No, they're gonna be next to the ship in the little tender.
Oh.
Okay. Do you know what today is?
Yeah, I know. Oh my gosh! It's April. We're recording on April 1st. I cannot believe. I fell for this.
Thank you, Carnival, for doing that post today.
Oh,
it was hilarious reading it. And I'm sorry. And they had so many comments down there saying, "Is this real?
Is this real? Yeah, of course.
It was awesome. The Carnival did an excellent post today.
I'll have to
for April Fools. Pet tenders.
Pet tenders.
It's coming to, near you.
If you put a chicken in it, is it a chicken tender?
Oh, I'm sure it is. But even if you look at the picture, it has like the Mardi Gras right there and this little tender right next to it. And then the next picture shows a dog hanging off the side like, hey, this is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go check this out. Now I got to check it out a little bit.
If you're listening to it, check it out. You'll probably have to go to the Carnival Instagram site. Follow them, of course. Follow us, of course. And then just like it. Like it and share it because it is classic. Did you find it?
You know...
I
will find it.
He has no internet service. We're using the other one instead of Starlink. Oh.
We're using Spectrum.
Oh. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, I bet.
Because this is, we're basically just talking. If you have
Spectrum. No, it's a podcast. What else do you do?
Okay. If you have Spectrum and everybody's like probably hitting their floor, hitting the door, going, yes, I do. Internet goes out all the time. I have a solution for you. I had 3 or 4 times that our texts were coming out. I have my internet, my phone, and my cable all with them. Why? Because it's a monopoly and you can't get anybody else. Huh. Go figure that one. But so they came out and they looked at it and everybody was saying, oh, their lines are great. We're switching the modem. We're doing this. We're doing that. We're all these bells and whistles. And my internet would always go out. My cable is good. My phone is there. But my internet goes out. Well, come to find out, the supervisor came out for all the techs. And he's like, we have to figure this out. And he started going through. Come to find out that when you go to Spectrum and they say, oh, would you like just to pick your equipment up and install it? Bad idea. Because... what those people who are giving you that equipment don't know that I found out is when they connect it to the cable themselves, because your phones and everything else is what using Wi-Fi, data, all of that, it scrambles the code. It scrambles everything.
I'm scrambled enough. I don't need any more scrambling. Right.
So you have to get them to come out, have them install it to tighten it up. And I'm like,
So they have to go in and like take out a screwdriver and tighten screw?
Do they
have to go out and they take out a little box and they have to go out and
punch
in some codes?
That's the testing box. Yeah. But they have a tool that they have to go and they tighten everything up with this tool. Mm-hmm. So if your internet keeps on going down, it's probably your cell phone. Call Spectrum. Tell them that you need them to come out to install a new router. The new routers that just came out a couple of weeks ago are supposed to stop this. Also, when they install your router, you're not going to have that that leak, and it will work. I've had it.
My internet is leaking.
My internet's leaking. I have that problem. I wake up in the morning, my internet's leaking. I go to sleep, and it's still leaking.
Do you leave a puddle?
I leave a puddle. But this is the crazy thing.
You're going to blame it on your dog?
I always do. But I always thought upload speed. I was getting like two or three upload. I'm thinking, okay, that's regular because you install it yourself and that's what you get. I'm getting 12. So this is a big difference. So this is not about cruising, but a lot of people out there do podcasts. They like to upload videos. They do this. And it's hardwired in, or you have a lot of devices on your Wi-Fi that are connected to Spectrum. Again, call them out. If your internet's going in and out, call them out and get it fixed.
And this has been a service announcement
from the Cruise Dudes.
Okay, so back to the Carnival Radiance.
Carnival Radiance.
So on this cruise.
Did you see how many hacks I did?
I know you did a lot of cruise food hacks. And you know what? I'm going to tell everyone, our listeners, to go and check out our Instagram page because Scott has got a whole bunch of brand new food hacks. We're not going to tell them on here because you know what? You need to go look there. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, they're wonderful. They're fun. And I'm going to try one when I get back on the Carnival Radiance.
Are you going to do the burrito?
Huh?
Are you going to try it? Oh, I haven't put that one out yet.
Yep. You guys, I'm telling you, these are something special.
People are now doing them.
I
was on the ship and I was in the spa. Yes, I was getting a massage. I was in the spa and the lady's like, oh, you're the Cruise Dudes. I've been following your videos. What's this one? And I showed, and I'm like, oh, that's the buffalo sandwich down in the deli. She's like, what did you do to it? And I'm like, well, I just took, you know, the steak sandwich. Then I went over there, got the slaw. Went over there, got the spicy, the pickles. Combined them all, grabbed some jalapenos. Yeah, people are starting to follow this, and they're making their own sandwiches.
They're hacking.
They're hacking.
I like that.
And that's how it should be.
Have some fun. Have some fun with it. You know?
I mean, you could only have so many Guy Fieri burgers. You got to do something with them.
You got to stack them up. You got to change them up. That's
like
what we say.
No, I mean, wait, just wait till that one. I'll post that one today.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. So on this particular cruise, you've been on the Carnival Radiance. I think about how many times now?
But we have now, you had one room. You went on the Radiance once. So I've been on the Radiance. Ooh, 8 times already.
Okay, so your purpose and your plan, the reason why you're going back so many times is because you are trying
all
different
the
rooms.
And
different
I have two more left.
So this last room,
incredible.
Cabin, excuse me, tell us a little bit about your stateroom.
Okay. So if, again, go to our Instagram because you got to see this room. It was incredible. Out of all 8 rooms, I would say this was the best. It's a balcony room with I don't think they call it a large balcony, an extended balcony.
It is extended.
Yes.
You know how mostly balconies are about maybe 8 feet
with possibly 2 chairs?
Uh-huh.
with possibly
two yeah, chairs. With possibly two chairs and maybe a little table.
Yeah.
If you're lucky. And but this one, I would say it's like 20 feet.
It is. They
16,
had,
definitely more than 16 feet.
There was okay,
more than double.
Check this out. They had three sitting chairs, a table, then a deck chair. That's how big this deck is.
A deck chair?
The
oh
layout.
My gosh.
Yeah.
And nobody had to, you know, put their junk on it. And
no, I did, but that was a piece of the point.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, just, you know how people reserve deck chairs. But anyway, that's just a joke. Lame but, joke, I know.
What I loved about this room, though,
yes,
was I felt like I had bay windows. Laying in bed and you're looking out at the TV, it's in the center. And then on either side, you had these huge windows. And then on the window, one of the window sides to your left, you had your door going out to the balcony. But waking up in the morning and watching the sunrise come up
mm-hmm.
was incredible. From that.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. And, you know, you open the window, I mean, right. the sliding door, and you get some fresh air.
Oh, yeah.
You go that out was there and enjoy the views.
Yep.
I think it's really nice. Now, what level was this?
This was on level six. This was level on the six. Same level where the secret deck is. I'll talk about that in a minute. But
secret deck.
This one was on the aft. And what was great about this, too, four closets.
Four closets?
Yes. You walk in a hallway.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're passing these closets.
Nice.
And then you go to the room. And with the closet, you would figure when you walk in, there's the bathroom right there.
Yeah.
No. You walk no. into the room.
Yeah.
And the bathroom is on the opposite side.
Oh.
So this is a huge room and people want it. There's four of them on the ship. If you go to the Instagram, you could see the number that I have because I did put the number out after I left.
Yeah, you didn't want people knocking on the door.
I've had that before. I've had that.
Stalker.
Oh, my gosh. It was the weirdest thing that happened, but that's okay. But
you enjoy it.
It was funny. My wife didn't think so. She was cute, but that's okay. Is Scott here?
You know what? You know.
Oh, that's not good.
Is it? Okay.
You know, it's one of those. What happens on a cruise ship stays on a cruise ship. Knock, knock, knock. Open the door. Is Scott here? Oh boy. I'm not going.
You know.
Anywhere.
You know. It's a good thing that your wife is like about 2,000 miles away right now.
Oh, she is. I could say anything I want.
That's right.
Oh wait.
Does she listen to the show?
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah. No.
I mean, so
you
much.
You know, it's like one day I was telling my wife. Do you listen to the show? Because I hear it when you record it. I don't need to listen
that's right.
to the show.
That's right. That's right. And my wife.
That's how
my wife tells
Diego,
me.
Well, you're missing all the bumper music. And she goes, for real?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, for real. You are missing the bumper music.
Well, my wife just says, I listen to you all the time. Why do I want to listen to you driving when I'm not with you? Okay.
Exactly.
But the room had this huge bathroom, and then this is the little kicker on it. There's a door by the balcony.
Yeah.
And if you open it up, it's a area to get into the showers. So it's like a main, but it's a closet. So I just put my luggage in there. It was huge. Now it's not done up like a closet,
right? But it's just an extra little space you can do.
My luggage went right in there.
Oh, that's funny.
So this room
sounds like I had a lot of space,
and
nice balcony.
Yes,
and now are there on either side of you
balconies?
Balconies. Okay.
So you can get another balcony, open it up, and have a huge,
huge.
Yes. Well, when I came up to the door on this one, a guy was out there with his wife. Because this is the room. These are the rooms I wanted to get. But they were already booked up. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Open up my door. See you later. So these are the rooms that you
want.
Is that
the one that said, hey, is Scott there?
No, that was a couple of cruises back.
Okay.
Now, on the same floor.
Same floor.
If you go all the way to the front, you have another room, which is an inside room with a huge window in front. So you have a view. Now, it's not a balcony. However, if you leave your room, take two steps to your right, go out the door, there's an open area on deck six, and nobody knows about it.
What?
Yes. Nobody knows about it.
Six? Oh, I'm going to have to low look at this.
Yeah, you should. But if you go there, there's benches. Everything's there.
So this is the aft of the ship, and it's just
we were at the aft. Now we're at the front.
Oh, okay. So this is at the front of the ship.
Front of the ship.
Okay, at the bow.
At the bow.
And
of those units right there in front look out toward. They call it a walk area because it technically is.
Okay, so there's a door you can go out there and, and you can go out and just hang out there. Yeah. Are there like deck chairs or?
There's benches.
Benches. Okay.
And the only
what else is out there? Any pool or?
Just
a little seating area.
Right. Just a huge seating area. It's the entire front end.
And so is it busy during the day?
No.
Or nobody's
out there. Nobody is out there. And I believe there's one on deck seven, too, but it's smaller. So get on the one on deck six.
Yeah.
Because you could just get out, and there's only two ways. It doesn't wrap around the ship. It's
okay. Right. I get it. That's weird.
It is.
It's interesting.
That's the room that I usually get all the time is I get those because they're huge, and you have a huge window. And if you want to go outside, you just go outside. Just make sure you just don't dance around naked. Because everybody else will see you because it's a walkway.
Thanks for the tips.
Let's see. The other rooms, the balcony rooms that we went into, you have like the extended, that one. And you have the other balconies that are on the port side. Those are regular rooms. You have the L-shaped rooms. Like if you go all the way down on deck two, that's where you were before, right?
Well, I was like deck two or deck one. I can't remember. I think it was deck two.
You had that. How was that ocean view?
It was nice. It was. You know what? This was only like a 3-day cruise, so it was fine. You know, that's all we were doing, going down the Ensenada and back. So it was. But I enjoyed it. I. You know what? How do you not enjoy a cruise that was inexpensive and? And you got great service and fun times and fun people and stuff like that. And the people watching was fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just love Carnival. The people watching is great. And then the food, you know, the food's awesome. And then the shows. Are they still doing the Summer of Love show on there?
No. They do different shows. Right now it's like a soulmate show.
And it's soulmate.
More, yeah, it's like Aretha Franklin and
soul.
They're doing a lot of
I like that
soul sounds.
Souls.
Well, there's
soul
one more,
train.
Okay, so there's one more room I want to talk about.
Okay,
it's on deck two where you were.
Okay,
if you go to the front of the ship again,
mm-hmm, towards the bow.
Mm-hmm. These are inside rooms, L shape inside rooms with a large window, and when you're booking, you do a interior room. Oh, I want a window. Oh, okay, it's no extra cost. These are L-shaped rooms. A lot of the platinum cruisers look for these rooms because they are. You walk into a little hallway itself off the regular hallway. Door shuts behind you. You open your door. So these are a little bit different, a little bit more like just off the beaten path. But now we'll if you want to know more about the Radiance rooms. Go to our YouTube channel. I have all the rooms there.
Yep.
And check it out. Just look up Radiance Rooms, and you will see the video right there, and go ahead and check it out.
Cool.
But you can see all the pictures, all the videos, not of the room that's on the Instagram, mm-hmm. because that one I had to put these rooms out. It was like eight times that we had to do something. So the video is out on YouTube. But it does not have the extra large room, and it also does not have the two rooms I'm going to. One's on deck five, which is an interior room, but it's right off of the alchemy bar, and it's in a long hallway, and there's supposed to be larger interior rooms.
Mm.
And then the other one is a suite. I haven't got to the suite yet. I figured the suite would be the last one.
Okay.
We'll do the suite.
Nice.
And then, that's recap of the Radiance Rooms. I won't go over the food because everybody's seen
it. Yeah, you see everything and everything,
if
right?
If you want to see the food, go to the Instagram.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So just one more thing. One of my coworkers, his son, was on the same cruise that you were on.
Oh, wow.
And his name is Robert, and this was his first cruise ever, and he had a blast.
That is
had a awesome. Real good, really great time, enjoyed himself immensely, wants to go back. So, this is, my coworker, he's not a big fan of cruising, doesn't see it, you know, the reason why, it's a great way to travel. It's not a good fit for him. And that's fine, you know, that's fine for me. You know, I don't argue or, you know, try to convince something, you know, everyone has their likes and dislikes. So the thing is that he comes back and tells me, hey, my son had a great time. And I go, well, I told you, I mean, you can have a great time on a cruise, you know, it's not just me. I'm not hyping it up just to hype it up. You know, this is a real passion. And once you get on a ship and you're, you know, it's not only the ship, but also just being out on the ocean and just kind of like all that fresh air coming right at you. And, you know, and seeing nature and seeing whales and dolphins and sea life and seals and, you know, and it's amazing what you will see on a cruise ship.
Did he see the whales? Because the grays were actually going by.
I don't know, but I know that he said he had a really great time. He was always looking out on the ocean and watching.
Did he go to the comedy shows?
You know what? I'm going to talk to Robert.
And ask him if he did, because I was the white guy that they kept on bagging on the first night.
Okay, cool.
Literally, I'm sorry if you took offense to that, but yeah, I was the white guy in the front row. Oh, it was a great show.
That's awesome.
Oh, and awesome. What's great about Carnival too is you go and sometimes you have these cruise ships that the comedians hold back. Have you ever been on some of those now?
Yep.
Well, this one, they had the director for comedy come out and say, if you are woke, if you like canceling people, if you can't laugh at yourself, you can't laugh at others, you have a religion that cannot let you laugh, you have to leave. And that, I mean, this guy came out and he was so raw. It was
like Lenny Bruce.
Oh my God. More like Eddie Murphy. He was just tearing people up. I felt good. But I mean, but you have to laugh at that. That is what makes it comedy funny. If you can't laugh at yourself, don't go.
Don't go.
Don't go.
There you go. There he is.
But let's,
now,
since we are talking about Carnival, we went through the pet tenders. I so nailed you on that one.
Oh, gosh. I sent it to my wife, and she said, that's hilarious.
Oh,
absolutely hilarious.
She's like,
the comments are precious.
Oh, man. Maybe we should just share. We could share it to our Instagram.
No,
right?
Yeah, we can share it. We'll share it on, share it on a reel.
Yeah, we'll share
our story.
Do you want to do that?
I'll do it.
Yeah, share that. Because, man, that thing is
pretty funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that's funny.
So we're talking about Carnival. Then we'll get into the Caribbean Princess.
Mm-hmm.
Carnival, we thought the Luminosa.
We'll go with that.
Was coming here to California.
Right.
It looks like it's staying in Australia.
Okay.
But it's coming here because they already had it for Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know you could have gotten on that cruise 21 days for $100?
What?
Yeah, but you're already going on a cruise.
It
left like 3 or 4 days ago from Australia, and it's coming here.
That was a repositioning cruise.
Repositioning
cruise for
$100. $100.
What?
Yes.
What?
I wasn't working. We could figure out how to do the internet. You would be there.
I would be. Yeah, definitely.
Oh my gosh.
The airfare would have cost us more than the cruise.
Yeah, that's. What do you mean? The Uber to the airport would have cost us more.
That's right.
Yeah, the burgers that we had the night before. I mean, come on. But I was going on that ship for Alaska because I thought, okay, it's coming here. But it's not. So I'm actually canceling that one, and I'm going to be going on the Royal
princess. I had to just say that because you were going to tell me something else.
he was so he was like, princess. Because now,
well, yeah. See, the thing is,
we're going
guys,
on different ships.
Is, you know, Scott has been on all these different ships lately, and he just kind of like says, the royal, the princess, the this, the that, the, you know, and then there becomes this collision sometimes, like what happened last time on our show.
Oh,
yeah. A verbal collision, right?
Oh, you mean with the Norwegian, or what is it? Norwegian, you know, of the Seas. Is it Norwegian?
Huh?
What is it? Navigator, you know, of the Seas.
So, yeah, you had this verbal
collision. Oh, my gosh. Wait till I go on Norwegian. I call it the Norwegian of the Seas.
Yeah. So, Scott, the verbal, because of your verbal collision.
Yeah.
I have something for you.
Oh, what is this?
Well, you're going to
see. I'm opening it up right. Norwegian of the Seas. You made this?
Yes.
Oh, this is classic. Norwegian of the Seas.
Oh, wait. Do you know what?
Oh, what are you going to
do? You know what?
What?
I didn't hit the record button.
Oh, my gosh. So, wait. So, I'm going to take two.
No, take two.
This is, yeah, Norwegian of the Seas hat.
Oh, yes.
I love it. Just because I might actually...
Your verbal collision.
I have verbal collisions. That's okay.
Yes.
I am now the Norwegian of the Seas.
There
we go. Norwegian of the Seas. All right. I'm ready to do the podcast. Let's talk all about it. Oh, my gosh. Would you like to know what's going on our show today? We're going to do a commercial here right now. What's going on our show today? We are listening. We're going to be talking about pet tenders. We're going to be talking about the Caribbean Princess. We're going to be talking about Carnival, the Radiance Recap. Where can you be? Where can you go? Where can you eat? How much can you eat? We'll find out soon. Listen to our podcast coming soon. All right. There we go. There's our commercial. Oh, I'm going to wear this hat. Norwegian of the Seas.
Yeah, the verbal collision.
It's not that verbal. It was just...
Yeah, well, you know, okay, well, you want to say it's a mix-up?
Yes,
verbal
mix-up.
Verbal mix-up.
I was thinking about going on the Bliss, and this one just came to me.
Anyway, that was fun.
Oh.
That was fun. Hope you enjoy your hat.
Oh, I will.
So, we've talked about that.
Yeah. Oh. So we talked about it's now going to Alaska. I'm going to be going on the Royal Princess, but what's coming here is the Forenza, right?
Yeah.
Forenza, and it's in 2024.
Yes. I think it's already in dry dock, right?
It's in dry dock. It's coming here. I'm already booking my. I guess it's the inaugural cruise.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll give more out to everybody once we have all of that finalized. We're trying to figure out some stuff with media and see what we can do. So we will be on that cruise when they go to, I think it's a 3-day just down to Ensenada. And then it's going to be taking over from the Miracle. Where do you think the Miracle is going?
I think Galveston, right?
No.
No?
No.
Where?
They're keeping it here.
What? We're going to have like four?
Well, we're having...
We have the Panorama, we have the Radiance, we have the Miracle, and the... Frenza
on the California coast.
Oh my!
The God. Miracle is going to go to San Francisco.
Oh,
so they're going to be doing, because you know how the Miracle does the journeys and all of that. They're still going to be going from San Francisco to Mexico. Go!
Oh, very nice, very nice.
Yes, and then for Alaska, they're going to be doing the journeys from San Francisco.
Wow!
And I think but that's going to all happen in 2024. So if you want to get on the Miracle, you have until, I believe, March of next year out of Los Angeles. And then from there, it will go up to San Francisco, and our new ship with Italian flavor comes right down here. Where were we 9 years ago when we were saying we have an inspiration of the imagination? Why don't you all get new ships? Bring some new stuff here. Royal, why don't you come on down? Princess, bring some more down. Remember where we were and where we are today. So much has happened.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. And, you know, it's
LA Port wanting to expand.
Yeah, I know. It's just we're just seeing some amazing growth out here. And so good to be a part of it and have it access to us so close by to us. And so that's
Disney amazing. Making, what is it, 6 months to see?
They're going to bring the Wonder down to San Diego.
For 6 months as an experiment to see if it generates, right?
Yeah, that's what they're going to do because they have, they have the brand new Wish that came out this year. And then they have the Disney Treasure, which is just had its keel laid, and that's coming out soon. And then they have the new ship that they bought, the Dream Ship.
They bought that from another.
And that's going to go to Singapore, and that's going to be stationed in Singapore. So, I mean, there's lots of things going on in all the different cruise lines, and we're really excited.
Now, only thing we could start speculating is, Disney will be on one side of the port in San Diego. Who is going to take the other spot?
Oh, well, it's going to be the other cruise lines going in and out. It'll be Carnival. It'll be Oceania.
It would be great for the Mexican, not the Mexican Riviera, the Sea of Cortez. That would be a great ship to go from there.
Exactly. Yeah.
But did you see what, I think it's Discovery now. They're going to La Paz. And then they're going to Mazatlan and Puerto Vallarta. So these cruise lines are starting to get farther and farther down and then making their way back up. And I think that's great. Go to La Paz. You know, go to Loreto. Do some different ports. Bring more cruisers back. I mean, we'd love to cruise, but we could only go to the Riviera so many times.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, sometimes you just have, you know, just to get away.
Well, that's Ensenada. Ensenada.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine. You know.
Well,
it's fine. It's nice. It's nice.
They have pop ups now in Ensenada. Do you know about that one?
Yeah, I heard.
Did you see my Instagram?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
They have if you're listening to this right now and spring break is upon us, as a teacher, I was running with the children out the gate. I mean, honestly, the kids were coming toward the gate and the teachers were going toward their cars.
Let me out of here.
Yeah. But they in Mexico. The running of the teachers, not the running of the bulls. Running of the teachers. Catch them if you can.
Okay.
Okay. But in Ensenada.
Yes.
They have
Mexico.
Right. Oh, my God. Do you know where the large flag is?
Sometimes you get confused.
There's Mr. Norwegian. Maybe there's an Ensenada in California.
Go ahead.
Okay, so where the flag is in the center?
Yes.
If you go
at the port.
If you go toward the right, there's a little area, and it's a pop-up right now for the next 3 weeks. They, I will have to say, have the best street tacos right now.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, that little area where people play in the swings and
there's
stuff
there's a guy there. I mean, even on the Instagram, I was getting hungry again. Marlin, octopus, all of this stuff. Carne asada, so they did have your type of meat.
Good.
All of this right there. I mean, it was, and the tacos were only like $2.50.
Nice. That's
and
a good
they
deal.
They were huge. So if you do get down there, it's a pop-up. This is something.
Bring your $5, get two of them.
Yeah, and this is something like us. We're cruisers all the time, so sometimes you're like, "Oh, I'm just gonna sit on the ship."
Mm-hmm.
Well, you and your wife go, "Okay, spa day."
Right. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, but you know what? Still, get off for a few minutes and go get your five minutes away. Yes, exactly. It's fun.
5 minutes away.
And then you got your little walk-in, too.
Right. So you can
get your exercise so you don't have a heart attack and stuff like that.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's good stuff.
Well, the spa, I just hit on that. You and Lena do that on the porch.
Oh, we like the spa.
Okay, what's the deal with the ports and the spa? This is with
a lot of spa days, on port days, the ship, everyone wants to get off the ship. They want to go explore things and stuff like that. And so on those days, the spa is not too busy. And so the spa will be running specials usually on those days. And that's a great day. It's not too busy. You can go in. It's more relaxed. They'll spend maybe a little extra time with you. And I really enjoy those days. I think those are just the most wonderful times, just to go into the spa, because you know, you get to. It's not rowdy on the ship. It's quiet, a little bit more quieter, and everything like that. And so it's just a, you know, you're not bumping into people. It's just a great day to go to the spa and just relax and take a nap afterwards, you know, and order some room service.
And spend all that winning that you got for the casino on your life.
Exactly.
Is that what you do?
Sometimes.
If you keep a couple bucks in your pocket.
I always keep a couple bucks in my pocket.
You don't tell her that you have it in books? Like
she knows where to find it. What do you mean?
Are they in books?
They're everywhere.
You do? You do the same thing as your grandparents?
It's horrible.
Oh, my gosh. You actually... I'm going to have to start doing that. I'm going to do that and just have Pam freak out. And she's going to say, hey, do you have some money? Yeah, it's in the...
yeah, it's over here, this book.
I'm going to do that.
Chapter 13.
Chapter 13, right there. Yeah, why? Because did. That's yeah, what put, we you, need in chapter 13.
Yeah, exactly. you put a 50 bit in there, and you put a $100 over there. So, yeah, just, you know, so you know where it is.
We did the spa. Yes. And it was the first time we did it because I...
Yeah, on like, the Carnival Radiance.
On the Well, this is any ship.
Oh, any
so
ship.
I want to talk... Yes, it was on the Carnival Radiance. And she's like, well, let's just go try it because we're on the ship. We really didn't go into Ensenada. We went to the taco place, got full, and then went back.
Did you do like the spa after the taco? I sure hope you gave them a good tip after that. Yeah, probably, go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
But we went up to
pushing
the spa,
you and stuff like that. And
I couldn't believe it. It was instead of paying $229 a person for a...
Yeah,
for a massage,
or a couple's massage.
Couple massage. It was $130.
That's a great deal.
So these are things that, I mean, you just have to go up and ask. And if there's nobody there, they'll do it. So that is great. Yeah. So that's the Carnival and talking about spas. I think this has turned into more of a, what do you call it with the cruise? Just cruise talk. What is it? We just keep on talking about cruising. It doesn't matter what it is.
Cruise chatter.
We just do a cruise
chatting.
Well,
that's good. That's good. That's what we do.
I want to get now to your upcoming cruise.
Well, that is nice of you.
Well, we're switching over to Princess now.
Yes, we are.
Because you're such a princess.
Yes, such a
princess. Mr. Elite now.
Yeah, I know. I got my. You know, it's really fun because I got my. I got my medallion for the cruise.
Did you let Lena open it up?
No, I opened it up.
That would have been perfect.
I was excited. I was really excited.
But you know why I would say just let her open? I would let Pam open that. Do you know why?
Yeah, she would tell you to go down and get...
Yeah, because hers is what, platinum?
Platinum,
yeah. And yours is elite? Is that mine, honey? Oh, don't worry. You can come with me.
So what was really kind of nice is this cruise... is actually, you know, our second annual cruise with Nan, our friend Nan, who went with us on her first cruise last year on the, what cruise were we on?
Mexico.
We did the Mexican Riviera. Right.
And you had club class.
Yeah, we had club class. Yeah, that's it. And I think it was the, not, it wasn't the Royal.
It was a Discovery still.
No.
Majestic?
Yeah, it was something. It's a really funny thing. It's like, you know, I can't remember.
I think the Crown is here, right?
Now you're getting me confused. Now you're doing what I do to you. I'll remember what the cruise ship is in a few minutes. But
is it a princess ship?
It's a princess ship. You know, I think it was, I do believe it was
the, Discovery.
No, because the Discovery wasn't inaugurated
yet. Oh, so it was not, the Royal.
Yeah, because it was after, Royal. Yeah, it was, yeah because we, remember we went to the Discovery Princess.
It was a blur.
Yeah, last year we went to, like 2 weeks earlier, we went on the Discovery Princess, or later.
That was a blur after Rob.
Yeah, we went and did that cruise. Went to the media event.
Now, is the Caribbean Princess the same ship, or is it a different class?
You know what? That's a good question. I believe it's the Grand class.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Oh, it's a smaller ship.
Yeah, it was the Majestic Princess.
Okay,
everyone, sorry. I had to look up the photo.
It was so majestic.
Yeah, it was a beautiful ship. You know, this is the Royal class of ships. Love this ship. Of course, it's just beautiful overall. We had just a wonderful time. Nan had a wonderful time. She had her daughter there, Charlene, with us, and they just loved it. And since my wife works together with Nan, they can't, and they're teachers, so they can't take off at the same time unless it's during a holiday. So we booked this cruise. Say, hey, you want to go to the Caribbean? I've never been to the Caribbean. So the four of us are going, plus Nan's son Soupy is coming along, it's gonna be awesome. So we're all flying out on a red eye on Thursday night to Fort Lauderdale, and then we're checking in our hotel, and then we're gonna go and we're gonna go do some things. We're gonna go see our stepbrother.
You're gonna do the
with Chuck, and we're gonna go to Sawgrass.
Are you gonna take Nan and them on the side?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
We're gonna go, awesome.
And we're gonna go to the Everglades, and we're gonna go look for alligators.
Oh, is he gonna bring the hot dogs and go feed them?
I think he's gonna do it. He's gonna
do
it all.
That's gonna be so awesome.
So we're really looking forward to that. And then we're planning to go to Jackson's. Jackson's is like is an ice cream place. It's really good. They make all their own ice cream there every day. It's wonderful. So we're gonna do some fun things like that over there before we hop onto the ship the next day on Saturday. And this is on the Caribbean Princess, and we have three stops. We're gonna be going to Princess Keys. We're gonna be going to St. Thomas, and then we're going to St. Martin.
Ooh, you're going to have so much fun. What?
Yeah.
Now, do you prefer, I like how a lot of these cruise lines now have their own islands, and it's kind of like Disneyland for that cruise brand.
Yeah, you know, the having their own islands, you know, and, this has been going on for a lot of years, of course, and it's nice to have a place where you can just kind of chill, relax. And a lot of them, the islands, what they do is they bring the food from the ship, and they do a barbecue, and you don't have to pay for the food. You know, it's just included, a part of your cruise fare, and it's just part of that experience. And so it's a really nice, relaxing day. A lot of these places have really nice loungers out. And they'll come and bring you drinks, and you'll get a lot of great service.
And the activities are like water slides.
Oh, water! There's depending on the island, what they have on that and stuff like that. But a lot of people just do like snorkeling and swimming and things like that. But then you have other brands such as Royal Caribbean, who have Perfect Day at Coco Cay, and that's a full blown water park in the middle of the Caribbean, and it's quite amazing with wave pools, water slides, restaurants, bars, a whole slew of things, activities that go on there. And then Disney has their own island, and they have snorkeling, and they have they do a 5K event. They do adult side of the beach, and so it's a little quieter. They have cabanas you can buy, you can rent, and everything like that. And so a lot of different things for different people, and that's pretty awesome. I think for Carnival, Montego Bay in Roatan, It was built by Carnival, and it is a beautiful spot. And we went there on our one of our Caribbean cruises a couple of years ago, and just loved it. That was in February, just before the pandemic. So I highly recommend, if you Yeah. I love stops. I love stops where, you know, the cruise lines, you know, it's just, hey, it comes.
Also Virgin.
Virgin has...
their rave island. I mean, it's just...
Yeah. Yeah,
no rave, children, it's just yeah, rave.
Rave, there you go. So, yeah, just these are really nice places and a really nice way to relax and unwind. I haven't been to St. Thomas in a long time.
Oh, you're going to have just a blast doing it. And the ship, the grand class of ships, I was on the, what your son is on right now. I was on the...
Your Diamond Princess?
Diamond Princess.
Yeah, and Christopher and Becca are going to be going on Diamond Princess in 2 weeks.
And so what I love about that class of ship is everything is spread out and they're in different areas. I like how, I really love that class of ship.
You know, I like the, what is it called? Skywalker's Lounge?
Yep.
You know, the one that you take the speed ramp up.
Right. Yep.
Yep. And, yep. And
the escalator.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Well, it's not an escalator. It's a speed ramp. I don't think it has it.
Didn't you see my video? It's an escalator.
Oh, I'm going to double check you.
Go check it.
I will.
Then they have the open pool and the pool that can be closed over.
Yes.
I think there's a couple of pools.
Yeah, it's really nice. So I'm really excited about this because, one, this is Eastern Caribbean Cruise. I haven't been to St. Thomas for a long time, as never been to St. Martin, so looking forward to that. Just kind of going to do some, you know, we're just going to have a really good relaxing time. We're going to try to do some fun things. We haven't decided on, I think we're probably do some zip lining. We're going to try something fun.
Oh,
we're going to
do something.
We're going to do something that we haven't done before.
Parasail.
And so I'll just let it, like, it'll be a surprise.
It'll be a surprise.
So that's what's going on with that. Do you know what? You know, we've gotten up to an hour.
I think we're going to have to go to another show just for the 100 years. Or do you want to tap? We could let's talk about it for 5 minutes because it's really, I mean, what do you want to do?
I think let's wrap this up.
Okay,
with this because, you know, it's part of the show, and so let's talk about that.
Okay, so 100 years ago, wow, it sounds so ancient.
I know, doesn't it?
But 1923, this is what gets me. American Express Company actually chartered this. Can you believe they've been around for 100 years? American Express.
They had the cards.
Chartered it going to Japan, you know what? Singapore, Egypt, India.
What?
Suez through Panama. I mean,
the canal.
The canals.
All Suez these, is his own canal, not the Panama.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Suez is. They decided to do this
in Africa.
To me, that is about cruising. And what I wanted to talk about is, they were at sea for what? I think it was over 20 days, isn't it?
Now, what ship was this?
This was the Cunard ship. Because how do you pronounce that? I'm going to butcher it. The SS Laconia, whatever it is.
Laconia? Yeah.
But it's Cunard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
they usually name them after.
It's a sister brand of.
It's a sister brand of Carnival. But at the time,
it was not Carnival. It was not Carnival yet.
Corporation. No.
No. No. But if you look at this voyage, the duration of this, here it says 130 days. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting. I was reading a biography of somebody, and they mentioned that they were going to go on this cruise, and I thought, well, you know, in my mind, what do you think of the other day? A cruise is 7 days, 10 days,
right.
2 weeks, right?
That's right.
But back then, a cruise was part of travel to get from one day destination to another. So a minimum, it's sometimes, you know, these ships didn't go very fast.
No,
just to do a transatlantic cruise, it would take maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And then, you know, and a lot of these were going to multiple destinations. And so you would go on these cruises to go visit all these different you know, not only England, but also down to Italy and France and Germany and well, Germany's has only one port, but you know, down just, you know, all the way down to Greece and then down into the Middle East and then Africa and then South Africa down to the point. And yeah, that's what they would do. They would do these, you know, 100 days, 200 day cruises, and people would, you know, that's what they would do. They would take a train from Los Angeles to New York, and then they would go on these amazing adventures and come back with, you know, gifts and, you know, trinkets and things and clothes and rugs and things like that, you know, for all their friends. And some of, you know, it was a full on, you know, this is not like, you know, put on your shorts and t-shirts and you go. No, these people got dressed up. They had a purpose, you know, and some of it was a business purpose, and import, export, that type of stuff. It was a different time. It was a different way of life. And, you know, when you think about today, we have internet, you know, they didn't, if you wanted to send a message, you would have to do it by telegraph.
Well, and in the story, they talked about a girl named Claudia, and she was saying, I'm going to journal this. And like you were saying, everybody had social media, so you put it in and it's done. Journaling takes time. And she was worried that she would forget the journal, but she actually did through the entire time. So there's a book about this too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it might be the 100 Luxury Days of Cruising. I am not really sure. Mm. But what's interesting though is the ships at this time still carried a lot of people.
Yes, they do.
This one carried 2,200 guests. But for this cruise, American Express said, we're only going to be taking 450. Nobody is going to be sleeping on the, you know, the third passenger.
Right. Because in those days and times,
no stabilizers.
Well, yeah, no snippers. But not only that, but they had different classes of service. They had first class service, second class, and third class. And so first class, you know, you get white glove treatment. You get this amazing menu and everything like that. Then second class, you get a very, you know, pared down venue, you know. And they had separate areas for people.
Right.
And everything like that for experiences. And so, yeah, go ahead. So it was a different time, different experience.
It was completely different. So she was even talking about, I wonder who's going to die on this cruise.
Wow.
Because it's 130 days, 1920s. You don't know.
You
don't know what's going to be happening.
People died in their 40s and 30s and stuff like that.
Yes.
You know, 100 years ago. It was very very common for that to happen. People would have large families, and you know, your mother would have 10 kids, and sometimes they would lose 3 of them. Okay. You know,
yeah.
And it could be an accident. It could have been you get into a car, you know, accident. Back then was horrible because they didn't have like an ambulance or somebody, you know, and they bleed out and that's it. You know, it's just really sad that this would happen. But that's, you know, it was a different time, different life, you know, different, you know, things. They didn't have the services. They didn't have the technology that we had. Anyway, go ahead.
And so this ship was traversing around the world. It gets to the Panama Canal. It became, in November of 1923, the first ocean liner to go through the Panama Canal.
That's amazing.
And in her journal, she talks about how they're still constructing it.
Yes.
So you...
Wow.
I mean, I want to read this journal. I don't know where it is, but I will find it. When we find it, I think both of us should actually...
We should read it together. We should read it.
Then we really talk
about... Do the deep dive about it. But it's interesting that you mentioned here, you know, luxury cruising, everything has a start, you know? You know?
Right.
And you know, when you say luxury cruising today, you know, oh, you think about the spa experience. You talk about these beautiful... you know, suites that you have, you know, you have 4 TVs in your room. You have, you know, all these amazing, soaps and conditioners and hand moisturizers and all these different things available to you and to have experience. You know, a white butler service, white glove service, butlers to come into your room and preparing your meals or setting up your meals.
And what's interesting too,
different, is like I said, different things.
The people who went on this cruise, they still wrote in their journals. And the person who wrote this article said they were looking at a lot of them. They would come back years later. And a lot of people talked about, you know, the best times of their life. And this was it.
You know,
this was something that did not happen. So if you want to read about this, I'm going to locate the journal. We'll read it, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Sounds good.
I mean, it would be kind of like, you know, a lot of those new podcasts. So what did you think about this? We'll read excerpts from it. We'll do all of that. But
it's a lot of work. But no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. So let's do it. Because
let's do it. Yeah, that'd be fun.
We could take them back. We'll have, like, the sounds in the back. Like, you could put, like, an ocean sound in the back when we could read from it. Because this is where luxury cruising, I honestly felt, came from.
All right. So I look forward to it.
I mean, 130 days with no stabilizers.
And
they're not allowing you to go down to the third deck.
They don't have those little bands to put on your...
Oh, my.
And they didn't have the medicine, Dramamine.
But it was only $450.
I wonder if they had gambling back then. You know,
You know what happened on that ship stayed on that ship. 130 days, baby. I wonder how many of those were born. Okay.
Well, then, Scott.
There we go.
Yeah, I know. Well, do you know what time it is?
It's time for me to jump on the Royal Princess, that is.
Not the Norwegian of the Seas?
Not the Norwegian of the Seas that my hat says. I will go on a Norwegian ship. I will. But, I mean, you think about it. All of these ships that we do, all the experiences we have, we share it with everybody, and hopefully everybody out there will pull something from it and use it in the future. Because cruising is about memories. It's about what you bring home. Until next time.
I'm Tommy.
And I'm Scott.
And we're the Cruise Dudes. I'll see you on the Caribbean Seas.
Yes, you will.
And you'll see Scott in the Mexican Riviera in Alaska.
And, I'm going on the Breeze.
And he's going to be on the Breeze.
Out of Galveston. I'm doing it all. Until next time, everyone.
Keep on cruising. Have a good one.